We dab it on the head. Not so in the Old Testament. They had the flavors. They had the all of the fragrances. And they wouldn't just dab it on your forehead. They would pour a whole horn of oil all over you. It would soak all over your garments, all over your shoes, everything you had. And the flavor, the fragrance would be there. When you went home, you'd smell the anointing. You go to bed, you wake up in the morning, I sense the anointing, I smell it. And so when we leave this place, we're going to sense the anointing of God. That's part of the ingredients. Another one is Pastor Darren. I love when you get lost in worship. Oh, I get lost in worship with you. Let me tell you, this Presbyterian eyes started crying, let me tell you. What a gift of God. There are preachers that are gifted and teachers that are gifted, but then there's people that can bring folks into the very presence of the living God. And I love it. And that's another ingredient. We've been looking for that all over Atlanta. We can't find it. If our grandbabies weren't in Atlanta, we'd probably move here. Let me tell you, it's just all these ingredients, and then the demonstration of the Spirit and power. And when you see that, you know the presence of God is here. It really is. You know, you are, and by the way, Bishop Ken, thank you so much for giving us an understanding of the character of God. If I understand what Jesus came for is to show us the Father. And, you know, I'm sure that his disciples were looking at Jesus and thinking, are you really God? Are you really God? And I imagine that Jesus sensed what they were thinking. He said, yeah, watch this. And he washed their feet. He washed their feet. Including Judas, the one he knew was going to betray him. The character of God. Once we understand that, we're in good shape. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. And also, since you're a historian, a churchman, you'll appreciate this as well. The very first summit that the early church ever had was about 20 years after Jesus was crucified. It was about 50 A.D. They didn't call it a summit, but it was an ism summit. It was about legalism. They didn't call it ism, but they called it the Jerusalem Council, Acts chapter 15. And they dealt with the separation between people because of legalism. How about these folks that are Gentiles? Can they become saved without maintaining the law of Moses? So Paul and Barnabas had this discussion, and the whole Jerusalem Council was there. And so you're following the pattern of the early church to deal with things like this. And so this is so much of God. It really is. Let me just say this, Bishop Nolan. I sensed something in the Spirit here tonight. I really did. And let me just read just a little bit of what I sensed in the Spirit, and I'll be done. Revelation chapter 21. Now, Revelation, by the way, is a futuristic, but it's also a now book. Things are happening now that are written in here. Now, yes, it will show what's going to happen when Jesus returns, and there will be the kingdom in its total fullness. But there is some pieces, some portions of this that we experience right now. Revelation chapter 1, speaking of the new Jerusalem, speaking of the bride of Christ, the angel says, come here, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. In other words, I will show you who you are. The church. And he carried me away in the Spirit in a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, the church, coming down from the heaven of God, having the glory of God, and the brilliance was like very costly stone. Skipping on over, chapter 21, verse 23. The city has no need of sun or the moon upon it, for the glory of God has illuminated it, and its lamp is the Lamb, and the nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it. Bishop Nolan, the church that you have built here is the glory of God. It really is. It's showing forth the illumination of God's presence in this place. And it says the nations shall walk by its light. And as the light shines out of this place, more nations and more nations and more nations will come into this place. And the kings of the earth will bring their glory in here, in this place. You can write it down. You can believe it. It will happen. We have so enjoyed being here. Thank you, Bishop Nolan. Thank you for all of you. So glad to see my brother from the same city that we live in. So many people, the deans and all of you. It's just such a joy to be here with you. Thank you, Bishop Nolan, for allowing us to be a part of this. We love you guys. We're with you 100%. Thank you.